He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from Scottsdale, Arizona. We are on episode 130, and it is November 7th, 2003. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a very cool episode, and I have a gadget today that actually surpassed my expectations, which is very unusual. It's an interesting gadget. It is actually a sound bar. If you're in the market for a sound bar, you'll want to stay tuned to this episode for sure. And we also have a variety of free software and free apps that you want to take a look at. So let's welcome everybody to the show. If you're new, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you're rolled to the Gadget Professor, again, thanks for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. We are now heard in 166 countries around the world. So that's kind of cool. So if you're new to the Gadget Professor, the simplest way to get the show, obviously, is to go to thegadgetprofessor.com. That would be our webpage, thegadgetprofessor.com. And, of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can, but I'm available 24/7. If you have a suggestion for a show, let me know. Some young lady dropped me a line this week and had a suggestion. I'm definitely going to check that out. And if you have any other suggestions, things you'd like us to review, things you'd like to see changed in the show, just let me know, and I'll be happy to listen to anything that you might have to ask the Gadget Professor. Also, when you're on the Gadget Professor homepage, you want to scroll down, right to about there, and that is the newsletter, and you want to subscribe to the newsletter, one, because it's free, but two, all you do is put your email name, your email address in that little newsletter line there, and essentially every Thursday evening when the Gadget Professor posts a brand new episode, you will get in your inbox all the show notes. And what that is it's a list of all the URLs that we talk about in every show, and they're all hot links, so all you have to do is just click it, and bam, you will get on that page, and you don't have to remember everything. And we also have a Facebook page, and we'd love you to take a look at that. And like the Gadget Professor, what's there not to like? The show's free, we give you free apps, and we give you some cool reviews. So every Thursday evening, if you are a Facebook member of the Gadget Professor, that would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. As soon as the show is posted again every Thursday night, you will be notified on Facebook. And last but not least, my favorite page, as everybody knows, is Rebel Mouse, and that would be rebelmouse.com/GadgetProfessor, not The Gadget Professor, Gadget Professor. And what that does is it takes all our tweets, and you can follow me at Twitter. It would be @GadgetProfessor, @GadgetProfessor, and we tweet probably 100 times a day at this point. And what we do is we talk about every new gadget that's out there that has any kind of technology involved. And what the Rebel Mouse page does is it actually takes that and puts it into a visual format, a very nice page, as you could see. And you can follow our tweets essentially by following us on Rebel Mouse. And if you check this page 3 or 4 times a day, you'll see that it's constantly changing. So there's some very cool things on here. I even look at this page several times a day because I get a quick visualization. And that's what I like about Rebel Mouse. It's basically a tweeter aggregator, if you will. So let's get started today. Good Friday. Yeah. Black Friday is around the corner, and BlackFridayAds.net, it's BFA ad.net, and I'll have that in the show notes. That's BFADS.net. It will be in the show notes. That has everything that's going to be coming out for Black Friday, and believe it or not, they have quite a few ads that are already being posted as to what will be on sale. So if you like to get into the Turkey Day festivities and go out on Black Friday. Sometimes it's Thursday night late, but this will give you a very good feel for what's on sale if you like to do that. I used to always do that, but in recent years, if something's really good, I'll do it, but if not, I like to wait for Cyber Monday. That's also fun. But I have not seen many sites that show what's going to be on sale for Cyber Monday. If you know of any, let me know, because I would like to know, and I can pass that along to our audience. Now, today we have some interesting apps to talk about. And this is kind of a strange app. It's called Rather, and this is used primarily on the Chrome browser. Don't try this on your Explorer or Safari or anything else but the Chrome browser, Mozilla. It only works on the Chrome browser, which I am using now, and I actually prefer the Chrome browsers. But what you can do with this is it's a free app that you actually add to the browser, and it will replace anything you want in your social media feeds with things that you'd rather see. For example, this jokes and says, like cats. From the creators of Unbaby Me comes the most robust system ever created for getting rid of the stuff you hate on Twitter and Facebook. So what you do is you basically install it, and then you start adding lists of things you don't want to see, like baseball or basketball or whatever it is you don't want to see. Anytime a keyword is matched, Rather will go to work, and it will replace what it's saying with what you want it to say. So now the sports in your feed will become to whatever it is that you want in your feed, or the cats in your feed will become sports. You get the idea. So check this out, and the features, essentially, we will search that word in our database of lists, and all you have to do is type the letter B, and as you keep typing, it will actually bring up other topics that you can click and see what you like. So check this out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. It basically lays it out quite clearly, and if you don't like, you can always delete it from your Chrome browser. Now, a while back, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months ago, I did a whole episode on browsers, and there's a couple more I'm going to add to that. DuckDuckGo is one of the cool ones that I like, and I think I mentioned this the last time, but what I like about it is it allows you to search anonymously and pretty much instantly. And DuckDuckGo, unlike the Google search engine, if you will, I said browsers, I meant search engines, but the browsers obviously are tracked today. We've been through that a million times. They leave cookies and they check what you're searching. And as I mentioned last week, every single thing that you search on Google, they have a record of. And they extract an enormous amount of data called data mining of what you like, what you don't like, what you're searching for, what's hot, what's not. They sell that data and they make a ton of money with that data. So if you don't want anybody to know what you're searching on and you want to search anonymously, the search engine you might want to try out is DuckDuckGo. Now here's another one called Bleako, and this is not a very famous one, if you will, a search engine, but this will actually search very fast, and supposedly it deletes out most of the junk, so you won't get a lot of ads with this. The next one that I just became familiar with this week, and I kind of like it, it's called Million Short. Imagine a search engine that simply removes the top 1 million most popular websites from its index. What would you discover? So I've put some things in there that are kind of esoteric, and what this allows you to do, if you drop down on this window here, this one says don't remove any sites. This one says remove the top 1 million sites from the results. Remove the top 100,000 sites. Remove the top 10,000, 1,100. So you get the general idea. It's an interesting search engine, so toy around with that. There's a little video here. Again, I'm not going to take the time to run it, but check out Million Short as a search engine. I think you might like it. It's kind of interesting. It really is. Now, the next app that we have is called Silent Circle Mobile. This is for personal use, and they also have one for enterprise use. And essentially what this will do is this will encrypt your phone calls so that they won't be able to be tracked. And again, there's a video here that tells you all about it. It says Silent Circle Team is a unique and eclectic mix of world-renowned cryptographers. Those are the dudes that encrypt everything. Silicon Valley software engineers, German voice IP engineers, Latvian system analysts, and former U.S. Navy SEALs, and British Special Air Force security system experts. They're the ones who put this together. So if you want to encrypt your phone calls on your cell phone. This might be a cool app for you. It is $9.95 a month, but check it out. Now, this is a weird one, but I get a lot of emails, believe it or not, asking the Gadget Professor, are there any cool free sites out there where I can get free stuff? So I've been getting so many emails about that, I finally thought, okay, here's some freebies for you. This is called Free Sample Monkey. I don't make up the name, folks. I just do the reporting. I love free samples. So you can check and sort by individual samples. There's a new Canadian free sample list. And basically, you can search individual by samples. It tells you all about us. It gives you frugal living tips and kind of a neat site. It's free. Check it out. I think you'll like it. And they also have a bunch of other sites here on the right-hand side. Active Freebies, Just Free Stuff, Freebie Frog, Free Sample Master, I Crave Free Stuff, Snag Freebies, Freebie Radar, and Today's Free Stuff. I'm sorry, Totally Free Stuff. So check out that site. You get something for nothing. Believe me. Now, here's another one. Get free companies you want to try. Companies want you to try their samples. So this is called I Want Free Samples. And it's like Christmas every day at my house when I check the mail. Every day a new sample. I love it. And it helps with keeping costs down around the house. Plus, I get to try new stuff. So I have not used this, but they have pictures of Tide, Tide Boost, Crest. Everybody out there brushes their teeth, I'm sure. So you might want to check that site out. And last but not least, we have Free Flies. And Free Flies will allow you to get free food samples, beauty samples, children's samples. You don't get children for free, but you know what I'm saying. Health samples and other samples. So if you have nothing to do and you want to get some samples, some free coupons, all those kinds of things, check out Free Flies. So there you go, folks. Three free stuff internet sites. And now we are going to go directly to the gadget of the day. And the gadget of the day is actually a Samsung soundbar. And I had a Vizio soundbar, and I said had. My daughter and her husband relieved me of the Vizio soundbar when they saw it on a shelf in my Gadget Professor warehouse. And they said, aren't you using it? And actually, I was going to use it. I was going to hook it up, but I didn't get a chance. So they borrowed it, and I never got it back. But that's okay. That's okay. They don't watch the show. They don't know I even care. So I've held off for probably about a year because I wanted to get a soundbar that wasn't going to break the bank. I wanted decent quality. And one of the main things I wanted was Bluetooth. And I was not going to buy one without Bluetooth. Now, soundbars can get pretty expensive. This one, first of all, Samsung makes fantastic products. In my humble opinion, Samsung probably makes one of the best products out there, whether it's their TVs, their refrigerators, their stereos, their soundbars. Whatever Samsung makes is really a good product, and I happen to love and favor that their brand of TV over anybody else's. And again, that's just my opinion. So the soundbar today that we will discuss, and it's pretty interesting. I found out a lot of interesting things about it, is the Samsung HWFM45. Now, they make a 45C, and they make a 45, and we'll get back to that in a little while. But in the box, you will get a book. You'll get a quick startup manual, which is very good. You will get a remote control. And by the way, this Samsung soundbar works with all Samsung TVs, and it has some features that are only functional with the remote on a Samsung TV. I do not have, believe it or not, a Samsung TV, at least not yet. I'm waiting for mine to die, and then I will get a Samsung. But if you have a Samsung TV, all their soundbars give you some really cool features, and they automatically hook up and lock into that Samsung TV. So you will get the remote. You will get a bracket, which is very well designed. I'll show you that in a second. And you get two cords. You get a small HDMI extender cord, and then you get a 3.5 millimeter pin jack cord with the male on each end. So that's what you get. You also get, and I'll have to pull this over, a ferrite coil. I hope you can see that. And this ferrite coil is actually put around the power cord for the bass unit. Now, this, what I like about this soundbar is it has a wireless bass unit. And the wireless bass unit looks like this. This is it. Probably weighs about, I don't know, 10 pounds. There's the round circle that the sound comes out of your bass. This is a very shiny, high-grade plastic, if you will. There is a foam front here. The bass sound comes out of here also because that's the way it directs the sound. And you can put this anywhere. Just plug this into the wall, essentially, and there's your bass. You can put it anywhere in the room if you want. Now, the main functional piece, if you will, the soundbar itself, is 37 inches long, and this is what it looks like. This is the front of it. And it's kind of retro, if you will, in the sense that the speakers, as you can see, are open. There's no grill cloth. Some people like that look. Some people don't. If you have little kids, you might want to be careful. But the truth of the matter is, even if you had a speaker cloth over this and there's no grill behind it, they could still damage the speakers. But that's the kind of look that it has. Now, this is made typically to go underneath your television set. Obviously, you'd have it, well, not obviously. If you have it mounted on the wall or wherever you have it mounted, this is usually placed underneath it. And let's just get rid of the simple stuff. On the back, there's two, like, buttons you can see here. And essentially, that's where this hooks into. This is the mount. So you can mount this on the wall. And sorry about the logistics here, but there's not much I can do about it. That hooks on like so. And this will actually attach to the wall. So that's how the mounting bracket works. What I like about the mounting bracket, and I'm sure you can't see it because I could barely see it, right in the center of the mounting bracket, they have an arrow. And no matter what size or length your TV set is, because this is 37 inches long, you may have a set that's 55 inches or 70 inches or whatever. But if you put the center of this bracket in the center of your TV on the bottom, this will be dead center. So, let's take a look at the functionality, what comes with this unit. Well, obviously, there's a bass unit. I just showed you that. The hookup is ridiculously easy. You just plug it in the wall, and as soon as you turn this on, in about 2 seconds, it locks itself directly into the bass speaker. So there's no wires. You just plug it in the wall, and the bass is essentially hooked up once your main unit is turned on. So, of course, this comes with the power cord. There's no ferrite loop on the back of that. Now, you might be asking yourself, what's this ferrite coil? What's it do? Well, essentially, this is a magnet, if you will. And what it does is, if you're using Bluetooth, this will cancel out any interference, RF interference in the area. And that could be coming from a ham radio. It could be coming from a TV set, something else plugged into the circuit that gives you spurious oscillations. But this will actually anti-magnetize, if you will. It will reverse the interference. So you should hook this up. It comes with it, and you just basically wrap the power cord around it once. That's only on the bass unit, so you don't have to worry about that. Now, cool things about this. What kind of inputs will this take? Well, actually, if you check the guide in the back, there's four inputs that the unit will take. It has an optical digital input, typically called a DIN. It has an auxiliary input, and the auxiliary input would be for this 3.5 millimeter jack. It will also have an HDMI input, and I'll show you that in a minute. And it will take Bluetooth. It has a TV mode, and I didn't even know this, but it has a USB plug on the back. So the controls, let's flip this little baby around here. And again, it's all black, so it's hard to see. But your power control, your source control, and your volume control are located right here on the back side of it. Obviously, you can use the a remote control to obtain the same functionality. You don't have to use these buttons. But what's cool is right here on the side, you'll see I plugged in a USB stick. I like that. I didn't even know it had it, and we'll actually listen to this with the USB plugged in. The other thing that you'll want to know is that the jacks, you can't see them on the front. When I first got it, I said, like, wow, what do they do with the jacks? Like, how do you get in and out of this thing? Well, again, it might be very hard to see, but on the side here, this is where the 3.5 millimeter jack would go, and I'll try to plug it in for you here. Let's see here. That goes in there, if you can see that. And then above that is the DIN plug. So if you have any optical output, which is fantastic sound. It's all digital, and that's what I would prefer to use. There's an optical DIN plug right there. And then on the other side, and again, I apologize for flipping this thing around, but it's the only way I can show it to you. Right here, it has your HDMI jacks. Now, there's two of them, oddly enough, and what they do is they loop. There's an HDMI in and an HDMI out. Now, what happens is you take the HDMI out of the back of your receiver or your TV, whatever it is, and you plug it into the HDMI in, and then you loop through and you come out of the HDMI out and go back into your receiver or back into your TV to get the HDMI signal to pass the video through. So essentially, the HDMI in will suck the sound off that cable, if you will, and the HDMI out will keep the signal clean, amplified, all that stuff, and put it back to return the video to whatever input you want to go. So you're basically looping through the sound bar. And that's pretty much it in terms of inputs, but I don't know what else they could possibly have. It has a 3.5 millimeter jack. It takes the Bluetooth. It takes the optical in. It has a USB, and it also has a special TV mode that will hook right up to the Samsung TV. So let's try and operate this, and I have things pre-hooked up. So right now I do have the USB sound, the USB plug in there, and I'm going to have to stand up or at least tip this back. So here's the power, and you'll see that the bar lights up right in here to actually let you know what's happening. And you'll see that that says hello, and it says Samsung. And then in a second or two, after it figures out where the woofer is and is ready to operate, it will tell you that it is actually ready. So there we go, ready. I don't know if you can see the ready there. All right, now, again, I don't know what you can see, but right there it says ready. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my remote control, and I'll flip it back to me so I can see what I'm doing. And I am going to, right now it says TV, and my other source is USB, which is what I want. And I am going to hit OK, play. And I can't see what's happening, so it's reading it right now. And in a second or two, once it reads it, there you go. It's now playing my USB stick. It's a horrible way to demo on a podcast, but let me tell you, the bass, I could feel the vibration sit in my chair from the bass speaker. Obviously, it wouldn't be this close to me, but the sound is fantastic. And you also have the ability to control the volume, obviously from the remote control. You have 3D surround sound, you have sound effects, you have smart sound, which will equalize everything out for you, especially when you're watching TV and their commercials come blasting through. This will equalize all that out. So there's a lot of sound enhancement functionality that's built right into the soundbar, which I really enjoy and like, but I don't have the Samsung TV, so I can't even take advantage of all these things. But right now, just playing the USB stick, it's just fantastic. It really sounds just great. It fills the whole room. Now, I'm going to turn this down, and I do have, and this might be tricky, I do have a Bluetooth source, which actually is my Nexus 7. So I'm going to, again, click over here. That says DIN, that's the optical. Auxiliary, that's the pin plug. HDMI, I don't want that because I don't have an HDMI. So here's Bluetooth, and I should be synced. So it says ready. And now what I will do is I will put this over here. And if everything works correctly, you never know because this is live, folks. I'm going to go on my trusty Nexus 7 here, and I am going to hit play. And we'll see if we get anything. I have 33 messages, so that's cool. So right now, I believe I'm probably not synced. So let's go back in here, and let's make sure that I'm synced up. So Bluetooth, nope, I'm not. So search for devices, and it should be connecting. It's connected. There we go. So I'll turn this up a little bit for you. It sounds like I'm listening to Andre Bocelli right here in the Gadget Professor's office. Fantastic sound. That's all I can tell you. Fantastic sound. All right, so I will turn that off. And again, it's very difficult to demo, if you will, what any type of sound equipment sounds like on a podcast or even on a radio or TV station, because there's so much going on with the acoustics. Obviously, the mic has to be positioned, and there's a million things going on. But you'll have to take my opinion here. And in terms of sound bars, the quality of this is absolutely impeccable. I have not one complaint about it. Now, let's take a look at the price, and here's some interesting things. Let's talk about the cost first and where you can get it. Well, this is available right now at Costco. It sells for $270, make it $271 because there's 99 cents there. And this essentially is on sale for $239. The features, it has a wireless active subwoofer. We talked about that. The Bluetooth, TV sound share, that's if you have the Samsung TV, this will couple with it flawlessly. It has what's called Smart On feature. When used with the Samsung TV, you'll be able to power the audio bar and control the volume right from the TV remote. Okay, it has Smart Volume. I mentioned this. Smart Volume will regulate and stabilize the volume level against dramatic volume changes caused by channel change, scene transition, and those loud commercials. It has HD sound. When you're watching TV, nothing enhances the movie show like a concert, deep, powerful, full sound. Hear it once and you can't go back. High-definition sound immerses you in the amazing acoustic experience. Hear every instrument and every sound effect with greater audio quality. And I mentioned there are several sound effects settings that you can just click on and hear what you like and just leave it there, all accessible from the remote control. It also has 3D Sound Plus. And what this does is it'll complement your images on the screen with full sound of 3D Sound Plus by analyzing the depth of the 3D image. 3D Sound Plus synchronizes the sound to match the motion and depth of the image. Now you can enjoy fully immersive 3D experience. So if you have a 3D TV, there's a special mode that it reads something and gives you a more enhanced 3D experience from the sound portion of the picture. The HDMI gets superior picture and sound from your HD source, high definition multimedia interface, digital connection that can transmit HD video and audio over a single cable, which is the HDMI cable. And a bunch of other stuff. It's 35.7 inches wide. The diameter is 1.8 inches and it's 2.8 inches high. The subwoofer is 14.2 inches, and you can check all this stuff. Now, here we get to the crazy stuff. It says it's 2.1 channels, fine. It says the total power is 280 watts. All companies, all audio companies play games with the wattage. So the speakers are more than loud to fill up an extremely large room. There's no question about it. Is it 280 watts? I don't know. I don't know. That's what it says. It's Dolby Digital. It's DTS sound. That's the audio processing. The speakers, there's two-way dash three speakers. The speaker power is 80 watts. That's a little bit better. That's times two, so that's per channel. The active subwoofer is 120 watts, so that's how they're getting their 280 watts. Okay, that's an interesting way to calculate it. So I'm not going to spend too much time on the technicalities of it, but here's the interesting thing. $240 at Costco, and now if you take a look at Amazon, and by the way, this is the HWFM45C. If you take a look at Costco, they're selling the same thing for $277.23, plus you got to pay the shipping. So clearly, if you're near a Costco or can get this at Costco, you're better off. However, the Gadget Professor has noticed that on Tiger Direct, you can get the exact same FM45C for $139.99. That's a phenomenal buy. It is refurbished. I personally have no problems buying refurbished equipment. Now watch, everybody's going to buy this from Tiger Direct for $139. I'm going to get all these emails that you bought it and it worked for a week and it didn't work. But I don't have any problems buying refurbished equipment. excuse me, I happened to get mine at, I think, Daily Steals for $160, and I'm very happy with it. It was brand new. Now, here's the thing that I found out, and I had to call Samsung because I went on their website and I couldn't find the FM45 or 45C listed, which means they're not making it anymore, and they have newer models, and they all have the same features. I'm not sure if you were listening to a newer model, of course it costs more money, that you would hear any difference in sound. You may not. But in any event, that's what I bought. Now, here's the funny part. I asked them, what's the difference between the 45C and the 45? And after 20 minutes, I finally got the answer, and it was kind of funny. The C model stands for club. So if you're buying this from any club, Costco, BJ's, I believe, sells the sound bar. Sam's Club sells the sound bar. I think Walmart at one point in time sold it. I don't think they do now. And even Tiger Direct, they all sell the C model. And the only difference between the C model and the 45, without the C, is the cable. With the club model, you will get two extra cables. They will give you that optical cable, and that's worth about $15 right there. And they will give you the HDMI cable, which is worth maybe another $15. So if you can get the C model, mine's only the 45 model, you will get those extra cables and probably not even know that you're paying for them, or it's discounted to the point where you're not paying for them, because here is, as I said, Tiger Direct selling the C model for $139. So I don't think you will go wrong with it. As I said, it did surpass my expectations with the quality of sound and the volume that you can get from it. But the clarity of the sound and the actual crispness of the sound, I'm very pleased with, and I think that you will be too. So if you are looking for a sound bar that has Bluetooth, and Bluetooth, man, there's nothing better than Bluetooth for me. Although I will tell you, if you use the HDMI cable or you use the DIN cable, the optical cable, you will get better sound from the device because it's a higher quality signal. But the Bluetooth is very convenient for me, and it's nice because you can just pick this thing up if you want to change rooms and put it in your bedroom or even put it outside or something, not in the rain. It's very movable, and you get phenomenal quality. So that will wrap it up for the Gadget Professor this week. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday evening. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain, Multimedia Communications, LLC. If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor!